I think the biggest hurdle in the farming economy is the low cost of food. Because food is so low cost proportionally in our society, the farmer is getting such a small percentage of that food dollar. And keep in mind that at that same time, land is over three times more expensive than it was in 1990, even after adjusting for the cost of inflation. So right now, farmers are getting in at high prices, not record high. It was a couple years ago that they were record high, but it's still really high prices. And yes, there is production is getting better and there's things like that, but the idea that a farmer is going to, the reality is a farmer in Iowa, you have to have an off-farm job. You have to have access, you don't have to, but often in order to own land, there's some sort of family help there. So there's a lot of realities that for beginning farmers to get in, it becomes really, really tricky. And you have to become really creative. You have to become willing to work through different solutions. For me, the solution was I wanted to be a row crop farmer. I didn't have $1 million. I became a vegetable farmer. I since now love vegetables, but that wasn't why I chose to become a vegetable farmer. So I think that every farmer who wants to farm finds what that niche is for them, whether it's a different type of enterprise or whether it's being willing to rent land rather than own land. There's various different things. I also think that communication thing that Dave mentioned is huge. I was meeting with a farmer recently, and he said he wanted to farm, and his family farmed, but it was a couple generations removed, an uncle and a grandpa. And I said, have you told him you wanted to farm? He said, no. He goes, my cousin farms all the ground. I said, well, have you told him you want to farm? He says, no. It was right before Thanksgiving. So at Thanksgiving, he tells his family he wants to farm. Lo and behold, his grandpa doesn't want to farm anymore. He's in his 80s. He's decided this is the year he's going to get out. And the uncle doesn't want to farm it because the fields are too small. So he just very timidly asks his aunt, can I farm it? And she says, well, ask your grandpa. So he asks, and he goes, yeah. So it was as simple as that. And it's often not, I mean, they will tell you it's often not that simple, but sometimes it is. And then, so we met, and he's got a lot of like work experience on the farm. But I said, have you heard of a Schedule F? And he said, no, what's that? And so a Schedule F is the tax form that all farmers file, and it's really important. But it wasn't that he doesn't know how to farm. It was that sometimes in farming communities, there is, it's a culture. It's a culture where you don't ask questions often. It's a culture where you assume a lot and you don't necessarily understand everything. And maybe some of you guys are part of farm families, so I don't want to be speaking about your culture and my culture. But I do think that thing that Dave mentioned about helping families communicate, and for me, it's helping the beginning farmer get up the courage to tell people what they want. And oftentimes, it's first helping people figure out what they want and then being able to communicate that.
You know, that story that Kate just told about, well, say so. I had a couple in my office once that was saying, you know, nobody to take over the farm, don't know what we're going to do. And so I always, when I'm sitting with people, it's like, tell me about your family. And they had these two daughters that were both in their 20s, and the one was doing this, and the one was doing that. And this one was not married and working in Des Moines. And I just said, did you ever ask either of your daughters if they wanted to farm? They had never asked. And again, I remember it was like the holidays were coming. I said, well, you need to have that conversation. Well, the daughter in Des Moines was like, I wished you'd asked me long ago. I'd love to farm. But I figured you didn't want me because I'm a girl. How many times have you heard that over your lives? Oh, it's too bad they didn't have any sons. All they had was daughters, so there was nobody to take over the farm. Okay, so I just, you know, when you told that story, it reminded me of, you know, so please ask the daughters.